Guten Tag und herzlich willkommen zu unserer besonderen Staffel Bus to Talk in exklusiver Kooperation mit Bus Talk und Zweibahnstraße von Hanse Mondial. Alle Podcasts dieser Staffel wurden in unserem mobilen Podcaststudio auf der Bus to Bus im April diesen Jahres aufgenommen. Zu Wort kommen namhafte Expertinnen und Experten der Busbranche, Politiker, Startups und vieles mehr. Wir sind Kerstin Kube-Erkens und
Rainer Strauch von der Messe Berlin. Für diese Staffel haben wir unser Team erweitert. Wir freuen uns auf eine fachkundige Unterstützung von Tortina Hörner. Tortina hat uns während der Bus to Bus schon unterstützt im Vorfeld und ist auf der Bus to Bus 2022 auf die Suche nach vielen Highlights gegangen.
Tortina, schön, dass du dabei bist. Und erzähl doch mal kurz, du hast durchaus einen Mobilitäts-Background. Wie kamst du zu der Branche oder woher kommt dein Interesse an dieser Branche?
Ja, danke Kerstin, danke Rainer für die Frage, ist natürlich total berechtigt. Ich habe gestartet im Research Lab for Urban Transport, das ist ein Forschungslabor für urbanen Transport, bei mir an der Uni gewesen, Frankfurt University of Applied Sciences, das war meine Uni. Und da habe ich gestartet als Werkstudentin und habe gemerkt, urbane Mobilität, das ist ja super spannend, Forschung und Entwicklung in die Richtung gibt's auch. Und ich meine, jeder hat Berührungspunkte mit Mobilität, aber da habe ich richtig gesehen, da geht was. Und da habe ich Bock bekommen auf mehr. Und habe dann auch in anderen Mobilitäts-Startups gearbeitet und muss sagen, ich bleibe der Branche noch treu.
Cool, und wir haben auch Lust auf mehr und zwar mehrere Podcasts mit dir und freuen uns auf die Kooperation.
Vielen Dank.
Schön, dass du dabei bist, Tortina.
Danke.
Ja, viel Spaß beim nächsten Podcast mit Tortina und zwar mit dem Startup-Unternehmen Bolley.
Dankeschön.
I'm happy to now welcome with me Dr. Balin Chonka and Dr. Chaba Chisar in the podcast Bus Studio with me here today. Welcome.
Hello, everyone, and nice to meet you.
Hello, welcome. It's a great pleasure for us to be here and to speak with you.
Dr. Balin Chonka, you are the CEO of the startup Bolley, focusing on electromobility and modeling. Dr. Chaba Chisar, you are also part of the team, and you are focusing on system engineering. Bolley is a startup that provides a network-based optimization of electric buses and charging infrastructure. I'm now very excited to have a deeper look into it. But before we go into Bolley, Dr. Chonka, Dr. Chisar, what brought you two together?
Well, thank you for the presentation, introduction. I started my studies at the Budapest University of Technology and Economics, and Csaba was my, the best teacher who cared about a lot about the students. Mm-hmm. But Csaba, maybe you could tell us about a bit
yes,
more.
Yes, we met approximately 10 years ago, and after a lecture, I asked the students who wished to be a PhD student, and Balint was the first among the students who indicated that he wanted to be a PhD student, and then we began the cooperation.
10 years is quite some time. You're still sticking together?
Yes, it also surprises me, because when Csaba mentioned the PhD studies, I didn't think about myself as a doctor or someone who has a PhD, but he showed how it works and it looked fun, so I started it. And later on we had a great opportunity. My friend David, who is also part of this Bolley team,
yeah,
and I to stay at the department. So it was a lucky situation. We could stay and we still love it. And we can do what we love because Bolley is our startup idea. So that's why we're here.
And we are not only colleagues, but we may say that we are friends. So it's a very good advantage for us because, to be honest, we enjoy the common work. So we do not care too much about the difficulties because together we can find a solution.
Solution is a good keyword. I mean, you identified a solution to a problem, but let us have a look into the problem before we look into the solution. What problem have you identified?
The problem begins with the cities and the sustainability. So cities face that this issue is getting more and more significant for the future, and they are looking for the solution. And one solution in mobility field is the electrification. So that's why we identified this field for the future. And electrification implies the recharging. So that's why we focused on the charging facilities and the recharging process and the related energy issues, and to find a solution.
Yes, and in this sense, private cars may get bigger attention from the experts, because we all know that private cars are very polluting, and we also know that public transport is quite sustainable. But if you think about diesel buses, they also pollute a lot. Like 1,000 electric buses, 1,000 diesel buses pollute as much as 40,000 private cars. So instead of focusing on the electrification of private cars, maybe it's more efficient to electrify the buses that has a very big annual mileage. So we may achieve a greater impact when we start the electrification with buses that are also going in the cities where the air quality is the worst. So it's quite clear.
In electromobility field, we began the cars, because they has a kind of advantage comparing to the buses. But recently we focus on the buses because it's a huge potential for the cities. And in our country, this kind of technological change is forced and supported. So that's why we find a solution not only in our country, but in other countries as well.
Okay, thank you. Your slogan for your startup is "Bus or Trolley, Save Millions, Use Bolly." So besides saving millions of euros, what is the advantage about your startup?
Yeah, maybe this slogan reflects well our main advantage, the fundamental idea that there isn't only one electric bus. There are plenty of electric bus types, like plug-in hybrid buses, pure electric battery buses, and battery-powered trolley buses. And they have different characteristics. And according to the characteristic of the bus network, of the schedule, the solution may be different. So as we see now that many bus operators try to find the best solution for them, the best bus type for them, but it's not so easy. There are plenty of bus types, and each bus type may be better for a different bus line or group of bus lines. So that's the fundamental idea, that we try to find the optimal combination of these propulsion systems in the bus fleet.
In the entire field and the entire system, there are many stakeholders: the bus operators, the bus manufacturers, the system engineers, the service operators, the electricity providers, the facility deployment companies and operators. And each participant has special aims. And that's why our method has a significant novelty, but because we can find a global optimum, which is suitable not only for the certain stakeholders, but for the entire community, for the society. And we consider the energy-related issues, the energy mix, and the environmental effects as well. And there is a significant difference in operation of buses and cars, that in the case of buses, we can calculate the energy demand directly, which is coming from the route and the schedule. And that's why it is a kind of advantage. But on the other hand, many other influencing factors which make the calculations a bit more difficult, because there are so-called stochastic effects, which should be also considered during demand calculation. And if we know the demand, we can determine the supply request and accordingly determine the charging facility location, the capacity, and the effects of the entire system on the electricity network. Because it is also an important element that we should find the free capacities on the electricity network, which influences the deployment locations.
Thank you. And how exactly does your solution work?
Well, we have elaborated a mathematical model to catch the relationship among the factors that affect the bus operation. For example, the characteristics of the buses, like range, characteristics of the charging infrastructure, charging power, how the bus can connect to the charging unit, the characteristic of the bus network, the differences in the altitude at the different points of the bus lines, for example. And we also consider the stochastic factors like the weather, because you like to achieve a flexible service quality that is good enough even on the worst days. For example, when the temperature is low and there is a high traffic volume. So the energy consumption is very big in general, but the service quality is still good enough. So we try to avoid the unnecessary capacities in the system, because if you have plenty of money, you can buy plenty of buses with high battery capacity, and they provide a good service quality. But when you spend public money, you should save money, and we try to avoid these unnecessary capacities, to reduce the battery capacity in the buses, because nowadays you can replace one diesel bus with 1.5 electric bus. And we try to reduce this rate, so maybe 1.2 electric buses instead of one diesel bus.
And during optimization, we consider several constraints which are coming from the operation of conventional buses. And that's why it is an advantageous situation that we have experience regarding operation of conventional buses. So we can plan, organize it, and follow the operation. So this experience is also included in our new method.
And when we now look into the clients or the people you would like to offer your product to, I mean, you already said it, it's the best way to offer for the public sector, as I heard, but is it only the public sector, or who are your clients?
Our clients could be the mobility service companies, the operators, but beside them, the direct operator, the transport organizations who are responsible for this public service can be our clients, transport associations, in German Verkehrsverbünde, and we are looking for car or bus manufacturers and energy consultant companies, charging facility producers, because as we mentioned, this complex system has many, many elements, and these elements should be installed together and operated properly. So that's why our method is a novelty, that we try to consider as many aspects as possible, as many elements, as many processes together, and to find a solution which is appropriate for everybody.
And unfortunately, we often get the answer that why do we need your optimization, because we have only a limited resource, money, and we can buy, let's say, 10 buses. What do we optimize on the operation of 10 buses? And what they do now is optimize the operation of these 10 buses according to the specification of one line, which is possibly the best solution in this case. But the next time they have money for another 10 buses, they also just consider the specification of the next line that they want to electrify. And after this process, they get the set of local optimals, which is the best solution in each step. But at the end of the process, they are far away from the global optimal. So that's why it's important to start with the optimization, the electrification planning at the beginning, that you can follow during the process, because you at the end you can save a lot of money.
In this current development phase, many city purchases buses only for promotional purposes, 5-10 buses, not more. And accordingly, of course, they cannot operate them in an optimal way. And they do not think yet about the future when they will have 50 or 100 buses. In this case, this optimization method will be very efficient for them. And we hope that they will see in the future that they need this kind of solution, and hopefully we can cooperate with them.
And what would you tell those clients? What is their biggest advantage when going or choosing Bully?
the biggest advantage that many aspects are considered, and we could describe these aspects properly in our model, and accordingly this optimum solution is close to the real situation. So it is a significant advantage in our method.
Yes, and we are an independent consultancy company, so we consider the available solutions on the market, not just one specific bus type or charging strategy, but during the optimization we try to consider everything, for example, not just the nighttime charging at the depot, but also daytime charging at terminals or en route charging for trolleybuses, for example.
And we have another advantage. We are a rather young group. It means that we can learn very quickly, and we wish to learn very quickly and collect experience for the future. It means that our available method can be developed or increased, improved in the future according to the collected experiences. So that's why we are looking forward in a happy way, but because we hope that the current solution can be used and can be improved, adapted according to the situation, according to the local circumstances and expectations.
And we are not just a young company, but I think we have a very strong, solid background because of the university. So each member of our team was CHABA student, so that's one common thing. But at the university we also have different faculties, so we are not just transportation engineers, but we have vehicle engineers, we have members who are more qualified in the electrical engineering, and so on. So the diversity of the team is also our big advantage.
Beside them, we have informatic experts and economic experts. And what is also important, I would like to emphasize again, that we are friends and we work together in a very convenient atmosphere, and we enjoy the work together.
Okay, so as I also understood correctly, you're still in a development phase, right? So what would be interesting partnerships for you? Who are you looking for to be a part of Bali?
Well, for the next step, we submitted a project proposal and we would like to make a pilot project. We would like to improve our solution. We already made case studies and we already validated, but mostly according to public data, that is publicly available data. And to move to the next step, we like to make pilot projects with real data. And
on the other hand, we wish to use our method in different operational environment.
Yeah.
Because the local society expectations environment is could be totally different in different Europe, different density of population, geographic situation, climate situation. And if we can increase our model, improve our model, considering all of the potential circumstances, it could be fit to a new operational environment.
So when will Bali be marketable? I mean, you said you're in the development and trying to come up with a pilot project, but maybe next to the pilot project, is there already a date, or I don't know, maybe something in the future we can hold on to?
Well, we are still working as a consultancy company, so we can still provide decision support for public transport operators. It's already our service. And the next big step would be the software, because now we provide consultancy and we have a mathematical model, but we still use our knowledge that is not incorporated into the mathematical model yet. To better model the real situation could be a base for a software, for a market-ready software that anyone can buy, any public transport operator can buy, and they can optimize their network on their own. But now, at the moment, I think we as a team is needed.
The model and method is ready, and we can use it already now. But it is still not automatized. So accordingly, in the first phase, we wish to use our calculations manually, and when we have many, many clients, we can automatize it and prepare and appropriate software and improve it day by day, year by year, according to the available experiences.
Sounds good to me. And when they're looking into clients, is there anyone you would say, oh yes, you would like to fish for them as a client?
Well, yes, we are looking for, let's say, cities with different characteristics. The main interesting part is how does the catenary system influence the electrification, how does the tram network influence the electrification, because they already have a well-developed electric network for transport. So it's also an interesting case. How does the characteristic of the lines influence it? For example, they share a common terminal or they share a common route. So when we choose the cities, we focus on its characteristics.
And we can consider the city strategy. It means that vehicle strategy, it means that electricity production or generation strategy, and we can incorporate all of these aspects into our model and calculation, and not only cities, but regions and bigger areas can also use our solution. And we did not mention yet that we focus on electric buses, but other alternative propulsion technologies can be used or modified or model method according to the new parameters. So in the future, we wish to improve our model in these directions as well.
So when looking into the future, where is Bali going to be in a year or two maybe?
Good question. I hope so that our first partner is already well known and satisfied with the result. But
it would be nice if we could apply it in our home city. We did the first steps towards, and hopefully we will won a kind of contract in the coming period. It's a kind of advantage because we are familiar with the background. And after this successful implementation, we could step towards other markets. Market is quite complicated because the situation in different countries are not the same, because the market in some regions are liberalized, in other regions are not liberalized. It means that there are huge, big national or state companies. It is the case in our country. Or there are smaller companies working together, smaller operators, under an umbrella. Umbrella is the transportation association. It is typical for the German-speaking region here as well. So that's why the smaller companies or these associations could be also our clients in the future. And of course, the ministry can be also interesting because they can influence the regulation. And these regulations, the incentives, also relevant for the future. And to turn back to the question, in 1 year we hope that we will have a successful pilot case, and then we can create and apply our software, and hopefully in the coming period we can use it in many, many regions and or cities.
Yes, or we can sell everything to Elon Musk, I will be also happy.
Sounds good to me. But maybe for the listeners, what's your home country and what's the home city you would like to start Bali at?
We came from Budapest, Hungary.
Sounds good. Well, I'm hoping to see Bali in Budapest soon. Thank you very much for the great insights. We say a big thank you to both of you. Stay healthy and see you soon at Bus to Bus 2024 from the 24th to the 25th of April in Berlin.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for the excellent opportunity, and it was a great pleasure for us to participate on this event. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Ein herzliches Dankeschön an Tortinia Hörner und das Bolli-Team.
Somit schließen wir unseren Podcast dieser Sonderausgabe aus dem Podcast-Studio der Bus to Bus 2022 in Berlin in Kooperation mit BusTalk und Zweibahnstraße und Hanse Mondial. Also stay tuned und wir laden euch ein, auch mal wieder auf unserer Webseite www.bus2bus.berlin zu schauen. Dort findet ihr alle Infos rund um die Bus to Bus, somit auch von unserem Podcast.
Infos dazu auch in unserer Shownote und wir freuen uns natürlich über eure Abos. Also bis bald und unser Tipp, probier mal Bus.
Eine schöne Zeit und bis es wieder heißt, einsteigen und zuhören, Bus to Talk, der Podcast der Was du was.